Welcome to the Courageous Recovery Broadcast. I'm your host, Randy Mortensen. This is a weekly 20 to 30 minute program where we provide answers for your I don't know how. Whether you're dealing with recovery issues or maybe life is just throwing you one more curveball than you were expecting, I'm really glad you're here. Today, I'm going to be talking about step five and the significance and the importance of step five. And some would even say in AA and NA rooms that step five was one of the most challenging steps, not necessarily the most difficult, but one of the most challenging steps in their road to recovery. And it's always great to see that we have people joining this live broadcast literally from coast to coast and around the globe. I think we're up to 24 or 25 countries now that are actually tuning into this. So if this is your first time, thank you for joining. And if you're listening to this on one of the podcast networks, please be sure to subscribe and leave comments. If you're watching this on Facebook Live on the Courageous Recovery broadcast page, please feel free to leave any comments and ask any questions. And for more information about any of the programs that I offer, you can go to my website, which is randymortensen.com. That's Randy Mortensen, MORTENSEN.com. A little bit later, I will talk more about the 21-point assessment. That is a tool on the front page of my website that will allow you to determine whether you or a loved one is eligible or qualifies for one of my programs. It's called the Lifestyle Champion Cohort. So as I said, this evening, I'm going to be talking about step five, which is where we admit. And we're going to focus on confessing and admitting all of our sins, all of those dark, dark secrets of our past, and sharing those with another person is the significance of this. And we'll talk about the spiritual aspect of this too. If you're watching this on YouTube or on the Facebook page, just read step five with me, please. We admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being what? The exact nature of our wrongs. We admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact natures of our wrongs. And we've all heard that the wages of sin is death, but that doesn't mean that you must continue accumulating those deposits of guilt and shame in your account for a lifetime. One of the main things that I want you to understand that many suffer from that continued pain. Why? Because their sins go unconfessed is why. And that's one of the significant issues associated with this step is don't let any of those dark, dark sins go unconfessed because we all have the same opportunity to receive forgiveness. What's that require though? It requires that we admit and confess. If you want to find some scriptural reference to support that, you can look in James 5:16, where it says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other." Why? So that you may be healed. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Jesus made it possible for us to go directly to God for forgiveness. But confessing our sins to each other still has a very important place in the life of the church, of the body of believers. If we've sinned against another person, we must ask him or her to forgive us. If our sins affected the church, whether it's the big C church or the small C church, we must confess it publicly. If we need loving support as we really struggle with a sin, one of the solutions to that is confessing that sin to those who are able to provide support for you. One of my favorite quotes from Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church says this, "Say to the devil, we've read the final chapter in the Bible and we know who wins." Say that to the devil. We know who wins. Don't ever let Satan mislead you into saying you're not worthy of forgiveness. Don't ever buy into that lie. So as we look through step five, it's difficult to admit. And I've often been asked by people that were coming out of step four, moving into step five, saying, and they would say, why do I have to admit my wrongs to another? Why? Well, I want to share with you that many of us have been keeping secrets almost all of our lives. Those of us who have been in compulsive destructive behaviors, booze, drugs, there's secrets. Every day, those secrets will take a toll on us. That's why admitting to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of those wrongs, that's why step five is so important. Because when we're admitting our wrongs thoroughly, that's going to allow us to begin to heal from the guilt or the indignity or those regrets or the resentments, the animosity, the jealousy, and there's countless other obstructions that might hinder you and me from moving forward and progressing into our recovery journeys. So acknowledging our sins guarantees us God's forgiveness. And therefore, it enables us to find that safe place, that protected passage that takes us then down that path of ongoing recovery. And for us to say to God and to ourselves and to another human being the exact nature of those wrongs, what's that require from us? It necessitates an act of proper humility. Proper humility. That's hard. Writing down the personal moral inventory in step four, and as we teach, and this comes from Celebrate Recovery material, we need to make sure that our inventory is balanced, the positives and the negatives. As we come out of step four and writing those down, we're prepared to mend our past wounds, and we seek to be prepared when we're doing confession and when we're doing confession in humility. And I will tell you from my personal experience that confession is truly life-giving. Through the process, through all of the obstructions, through all the fear, the anxiety, set those aside. Because once you follow through on the program, complete understanding, complete insight, and direction from God is yours to enjoy. I will tell you from my own personal experience that I was very timid. I was scared to death. And this was a crucial step. And my sponsor at the time would say, just fight through the fear to take this step. I can tell you, folks, that when I finally admitted my wrongs, and I actually had to go through this fourth and fifth step five times. On that fifth time, I had a sponsor that said, you're going to love the relief and the pleasure that you're going to be filled with that you haven't experienced in many years. And he was right. It was awe-inspiring when I actually was obedient to what my sponsor was telling me, guiding me to do. It really wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. But for me to sincerely follow through with this step, I had to eliminate all those negative thoughts in my mind. I had to tell myself that completing this step was going to generate growth. It was going to generate improvement. It was going to allow me to restore some relationships and offer forgiveness. And it was really going to allow me to become the man that God wanted me to become. And when I set aside the false pride, and when I realized it was essential for me to be quiet in my own mind, while praying to God for courage to put together a real deep and thorough confession, that's when I came to realize the importance of step five. Along the way, I started admitting my wrongs to God, my Heavenly Father, and I read and I reread my personal inventory. I was recollecting some of the most corrupt and nasty situations that I had tried to forget about. When doing my inventory, I started with my childhood and really continued through high school and then even through college and then in my 20s and my early 30s. And my goal was to admit my wrongs all the way up to that moment while really asking for God's forgiveness and mercy. And you might say, okay, I'm still not getting it. Well, you'll get it as you sit and write page after page. And the first time that I did this, it took me 2 weeks. But along the way, I told God each and every one of my wrongs. And there were things that I had really forgotten, but something triggered a memory of those forgotten things. And like I said a minute ago, there was new levels of aggravation, bitterness, and even guilt and humiliation and sorrow. But after I admitted my wrongs to God, I practiced my confession with my sponsor. And then I chose my pastor to admit my wrongs to. I trusted my sponsor with this information. I trusted the pastor with the information. And I was very open and straightforward. Because of that, it was an incredible relief that I felt after the action had been concluded. It took me, as I mentioned a minute ago, many pages to recall that history, but the feelings and the events that took place after completing step five are very difficult to describe other than to say it was just a major relief. And I really can't stress enough the magnitude and the importance of completing step five. We kept secrets all of our lives during drinking and using. And every day, when you don't confess those secrets, they continue to take a toll on us, and we lose even more self-respect, and it drains us of energy, and there's this bondage to those old habits. So admitting out loud those secrets strips them of the power, and they lose much of their hold on us when they're spoken. Still, I will say, admitting and revealing those secrets to another person takes a good amount of prayer. Even when that's somebody we trust, we somehow feel that we have everything to lose and nothing to gain as we're preparing to go through this. But I want you to hear the truth. You know, we really have nothing to lose by telling our secrets and sins to another. We have nothing to lose, so why not do it? I want to share with you some benefits of going through this process. You're going to lose your sense of isolation. You're going to have your sponsor come alongside you. Someone's going to come and rescue you from that hopelessness and that despair. So you don't need to convince yourself that you're doing better or you're doing okay. When we admit our wrongs, our sense of aloneness begins to vanish. We truly have somebody on our side. We also begin to lose our unwillingness to forgive. When people accept us and forgive us, we start to see that we can forgive others too. And another benefit that comes from doing step five is we lose our false pride, and we see and accept who we are. It's not fake Randy or fake you, because we begin to gain true humility, which involves seeing ourselves as we really are and seeing God as He really is. We also lose our sense of denial, because when we're truthful with another person, it's hard to hide that denial. And we begin to feel clean and honest. And you know, now that you know what you have to lose when you admit your wrongs to another, let me tell you the benefits that you're going to gain. We gain healing. And the Bible promises that. We can look at James 5:16 again. It says, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. Why? So that you may be healed. the key word here is healed. If you're opening your Bible or writing this down, underline healed. The verse doesn't say confess your sins to one another and you'll be forgiven. No, God forgave you when you confessed your sins to him. Now, he says, you'll begin the healing process when you confess your sins to another. That's the importance of confessing to another human being, because with this also comes freedom. And your secrets, as I mentioned a second ago, your secrets keep you bound, keep me bound. They keep us frozen. They keep us unable to move forward in any of our relationships with others and with God. Admitting the sins snaps those chains so God's healing power can begin, essentially in that moment. And we can look at what it says in Psalm 107. He rescued them. He led them from the darkness and the shadow of death and snapped their chains. It says they cried to the Lord in their troubles and he rescued them. He led them from the darkness and the shadow of death and snapped their chains. So as we continue to look at those unconfessed sins, they continue to fester. In Psalm 32, verses 3 and 4, David tells us what happened to him when he tried to hide his sins. David said, "When I did not confess my sins, I was worn out from crying all day. My strength was completely drained." Remember, you're only as sick as your secrets. You're only as sick as your secrets. Being a farm kid, there used to be a saying, if you want to clear the stream, you need to get the hog out of it. If you want to clear the stream, you need to get the hog out of it. Admit and turn from your sins. Remember that the only sin God can't forgive is the one that is not confessed. Look forward to gaining support also, because when you share your inventory with another person, you get support. The person can keep you focused and will provide you with support. When your old friend, otherwise known as denial, surfaces and you hear Satan's list of excuses saying, "Oh, you're not really that bad of a person," or, "Yeah, they deserved it," or believing the lie, "Well, it really wasn't my fault," your sponsor, your support person can be there to challenge you with the truth. But most of all, you need another person to simply listen to you and hear what you have to say. You have the opportunity to choose the person that will come alongside you. Now, I would caution you, though, choose that person carefully, because you don't want someone saying, as you're doing your inventory with them, you don't want someone saying, "You did what?" Or, "You shouldn't have done that." You don't need a judge and a jury. You don't need a judge and a jury. We already talked about the verdict. Remember what Paul wrote in Romans 3, verses 23 and 24. He said, "All have sinned, yet now God declares us not guilty if we trust in Jesus Christ, who," quote, "freely takes away our sins." And then in 1 John 1:9 states, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." So you have verses in Romans, and you have a few books earlier, you have verses in John that says he's faithful and just. He will forgive our sins. You just need someone to listen. You need someone to encourage you. And I find that works best when you choose someone who's a growing Christian and is familiar with the biblical principles that are associated with the 12 steps. You also want to be sure to choose someone of the same sex, someone you trust, and someone you respect. Those are big things. Someone you trust, someone you respect, someone that you know has been down this path or been on this journey before. Ask the person if he or she has completed steps 4 and 5. If not, keep looking, because the process is going to be far more smooth when he or she is familiar with what you're doing. You know, someone that's not done steps 4 and 5 isn't going to understand the process and is going to be of little value to you. Make sure that he or she also has a sense of empathy. And if the person can share their personal experiences, you're going to have a healthy exchange and a great sponsor. Be sure to set up an appointment at a time and location where there's not going to be interruptions. You do not want distractions. Get away from telephones, kids, iPads, because you want no interruptions for probably 2 hours. And I've heard some inventories that have been shared with me that took 5 hours, even in one instance, 3 hours, 4 hours to share. And I will say that maybe some make it a little bit too dramatic. And in the longer you go, you may not prioritize, and you might lose some of the meaning of the steps. But here's, other people will say to me sometimes, well, how do I know the proper way to do this? And so what I want to share with you for the next few minutes is just some proper guidelines for your meeting. And before I do that, I want to just take a break and remind my listeners that next month, I'm actually launching another 8-week program that I call the Lifestyle Champion Cohort, where we use Zoom technology similar to how I'm doing this recording now to do a 90-minute weekly meeting. And the first 30 minutes is teaching, and then the balance of the time is just sharing with one another our victories and our challenges. And during this program, there's actually three phases. First phase is evaluate, second phase is equip, and the third is enjoy. For more information or to get to be placed into my database to keep abreast on what's going on in the world of recovery for executives, just text CHAMPION to 66866. That's CHAMPION to 66866, and there will be a response then that is sent to you from that site that I'm just looking for a bit more input from you. So let's continue to move through this whole process of step five here in the last few minutes. So here's some guidelines that you can use for your meeting. And one of the key things I mentioned a minute ago is to stay focused. Keep your sharing focused. And really hone in on what you learned in step four. If you want more information on step four, you can go all the way back to episode number 9, where I talked about the balanced inventory in step four. So keep your sharing focused. Look at your weaknesses and your strengths. Your weaknesses and strengths as you're looking at how to best keep your sharing focused. I want to encourage you to begin with prayer and end with prayer also. Okay. And your starting prayer might be something like this: God, I ask that you'll fill me with your peace and your strength during my sharing of my inventory. I know that you've forgiven me for my past wrongs and for my sins. Thank you, God, for sending your son to pay the price for me so that those sins could be forgiven. During this meeting, I pray that you would keep me humble, keep me completely honest, and thank you for providing me with this program and with my sponsor. Thank you for allowing the chains of my past to be snapped. In my Savior's name, I pray. Amen. That's just an opening prayer. Then I would encourage you to read the principles if you're in the Celebrate Recovery material, or read the step five. And because when you do that, there's actually accompanying Bible verses that are good to remind you of the why. As I said earlier, keep sharing balance. It's very important to consider the strengths and the weaknesses, but also don't be too hard on yourself. Be sure to give yourself credit for doing some good instead of only being focused on the bad. When you're done, end in prayer. Give God thanks for the tools you've been given and for the complete forgiveness that only God can provide. And if you're wondering, when's the best time to do this? The best time is now. please don't delay in completing these steps. Don't procrastinate any longer. Of course, successful completion of the first three four steps is a prerequisite. And please don't rush into this process just because I'm covering this topic today. Pray that God will provide direction and offer you a clear sense of the appropriate timing. From personal experience, I can tell you that this will be one of the most difficult things you will ever do, but will also be one of the most freeing and rewarding things you will ever do. For some who have been sober or clean for quite some time, if you've never completed this step, I would encourage you to consider taking this step of boldness, overcome your fear, do it sooner than later, would be my encouragement. Because you doing this is going to have incredible results, not only in your life, but in those who love you and those who are around you. Because as you know, during these times of pandemic, overdose deaths have just rapidly increased. Drinking relapses have increased. Right now in the United States today, we're seeing more than 130 overdose deaths per day. It's costing our economy more than $800 billion annually. So if you know someone who's struggling today, or maybe you're that person who's battling that compulsive and destructive behavior, please don't wait another day to seek help. You can reach out to me at my office number, which is 321-757-HOPE. That's 321-757-HOPE. Or call someone that you know and trust. The people who are dying today are wives, sons, husbands, daughters, and there's people who love them. As I mentioned earlier, you can text me by sending CHAMPION to 66866. That's CHAMPION to 66866. I hope you found this information helpful today. As I said, if you're watching or listening to this on a channel where you can subscribe or like, please do leave any comments. Look for the replay of this to be available on the usual podcast online outlets like Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and others. Thank you for listening. I want to wish you a blessed day and encourage you to be extraordinary today.